sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to SJS on this Monday. Great to have you on board. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They will take great care of you and your family. Also, we're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Finally, August is winding down, getting this dreadful month behind us. And now we get to the good part. Friday night is the high school football opener, Shikellamy Mount Carmel, among other games. Saturday, Penn State Syracuse, MetLife Stadium at 3:30. The college football season actually opens up Thursday night with North Carolina, South Carolina. A couple of Big Ten teams are playing on Thursday night. We finally get to the part of August that's worth it. We bring in Kevin Herr.
Yes, sir. Very happy that this week is finally here. I've waited.
You're the one that promoted the entire month as being exciting. I tell you the first 4 weeks aren't.
Well, no, it's all a buildup for me. It's all a buildup. I just wish the NFL would start the same weekend that college football and high school football would. Can you imagine NFL football on Labor Day weekend? That hasn't happened in a long time.
Well, if they go to an 18-game schedule, it will. They'll have to do that. I've always supported it. I've understood the players' point of view because it's a long, brutal season to begin with, and two extra games is tough physically. So I've always understood that. But you're already playing these four really worthless preseason games.
No, the one that's really worthless is the one that's going to happen this weekend. This one is useless.
Yeah, the last one is to determine roster spots 42 through 45.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to disrespect the players that are going to be fighting for a roster spot. I know it's important to them, but from a fan standpoint, it's really not that interesting. So it's really wasting a lot of television time.
But people do watch it. And that's one of the odd things. For example, they're trying to tweak the Pro Bowl. Oh, the Pro Bowl. Oh, nobody likes the Pro Bowl. Then they look at the TV ratings, and the Pro Bowl TV ratings are great. They aren't good. They're great. People actually watch the Pro Bowl. That's
really
one of their issues. That's the biggest issue about getting rid of it.
Watched a Pro Bowl from beginning to end in a decade. I watched maybe a quarter.
The TV ratings for the Pro Bowl are outstanding. That's why they can't get rid of it. That's the issue. The issue is the ratings are too good. People still want their football fix.
Well, that I understand that point of view.
And that's why preseason games do well and why Fox, ESPN, NBC, CBS, why they carry some selected preseason games. Why? Because people want to watch it. They get very good ratings.
I want to commend our local stations, television stations in this market for actually working agreements and carrying a lot of the Eagles games. Now, I know a few of the Steelers games haven't been on in this market because of NFL Network or ESPN carrying it, but that's what's really nice is when you're a distance away from those home channels being able to do it, KDKA and Philadelphia's Eagles Network, being able to pick that up in our area. That's really important in the preseason, I honestly believe. That really helps. It really helps you, get into the football mode, even though it is a preseason game.
And it'll make you feel better if you've missed some of the Steelers' action. You haven't missed anything. All right, so.
That's true.
Coming up, the full interview I did, it's just a few minutes long with Bill O'Brien. But before we get to that, time now for Inside Penn State Athletics, courtesy of the Penn State Sports Network.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage. And great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
At Sunbury Motors, the rewards are many. And the regrets? Well, the regrets just don't happen. That's because no matter what vehicle you buy from Sunbury Motor Company, you are guaranteed to be satisfied. Not only when you first get that new or used car, truck, or SUV, but when you have your vehicle serviced, you'll always have the best experience possible, from start to finish. Talk about variety being the spice of life? Well, at Sunbury Motor Company, you have the luxury of choosing from all the best brands, like Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. Each and every vehicle comes with awesome service and financing plans that fit your budget and are super easy to afford. You can even submit a financing application online and calculate the value of your trade-in. Ask about Sunbury Motors' Tire Rewards Program. Service, parts, body shop, and quick lane too. New or used, the best vehicles come from Sunbury Motor Company. Visit sunburymotors.com to see all their new and used inventory, and visit the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back, the Monday edition of SJS here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us. It is game week for the Nittany Lion football team, and it's also game week for Shikellamy and all the high school teams across the area. In fact, the college football season starts on Thursday night. The high school season starts on Friday night. The Penn State football season starts on Saturday night. Now we have some legitimate juice in the month of August after really faux excitement on Kevin's part. Now real excitement this week in the final week. North Carolina, South Carolina will play on Thursday night. Shikellamy plays Friday night along with everybody else across the area. And then, of course, Penn State, Syracuse at MetLife Stadium, which will take place on Saturday at 3:30. We're on beginning at 2 o'clock. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. We want to talk about a group established such a long time in the community, an important part of the community, trusted customers that have been with them for years. Here's an opportunity for you to find out why they have been trusted for years by so many people in our community. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We're finally here to game week, and the Nittany Lions, of course, will take on Syracuse Saturday at MetLife Stadium. There is certainly mystery surrounding not just the Penn State quarterback situation, but the Syracuse quarterbacking situation as well. How about that? So it could be a lot of pressure on moi to make sure I get the right guy when they run out onto the field on both sides. I think we can handle it. But it's an opener brings with it a different air, some mystery, especially when you have two teams that will be starting quarterbacks for the first time. It doesn't matter whether it's Christian Hackenberg or Tyler Ferguson. They'll be starting their first ever FBS game ever. It doesn't matter whether it's Hunt or Allen starting a quarterback for Syracuse. They'll be starting their first ever game with the Orange. And with that in mind, you know, that brings with it an air of mystery all the way through. Once you get through that first one, you at least know what you have and people have seen it. And then you watch to see if they improve in time. But going in, 11 people on the other side consumed with hate, running after you, there is an air of mystery. So, with that in mind, I sat down with Bill O'Brien, and I talked with him about his quarterbacks, about his football team, and where he feels he stands with his football team right now, heading into the opener.
Bill, you've gone through this, and you've repeatedly told us the quarterbacks are even. Now, from a play caller's point of view, have they been able to grasp things in such a way where you're going to feel like you have a lot of freedom with either one to really dial up almost anything you want?
No question. Steve, these two guys have come in here, and they've studied the game. They've done a nice job in practice of getting us out of a bad play and into a good play. They've made their share of mistakes like all young quarterbacks do, but I've been very impressed with their mental capacity. I would say especially Christian Hackenberg, who just got here. He's been here now. This will be the 20th practice today, and Here's a guy that just come in here and really studied the game hard, and he's got great poise, and Tyler's done a nice job too. So we've got two good young quarterbacks, and you know, again, the issue there is they're 18, they're 19 years old. It'll be 80,000 fans in the stands. It's a different deal, and we've got to do a good job as a coaching staff of calming them down in the game and helping them with the game.
You mentioned as a coaching staff calming them down. There's also a veteran presence around them. How much will they help in terms of making them better?
Yeah, I think our veteran presence around them is great for those young guys. You know, you've got guys, you know, Allen Robinson, Mosby Felder at receiver. You've got the tight ends, the three tight ends that have played a ton of football for us. You got an offensive line that, for the most part, is a veteran offensive line. You know, so you've got guys at every position, the running backs, which is a quarterback's best friend. So, you know, you've got guys at every position that'll help these guys as the game goes on.
You mentioned three veteran tight ends. There were four, but one moved to offensive tackle. How difficult a transition is that, because you're getting hit on every play?
Yeah, that's a very difficult transition. You know, you just said it. You go from releasing into pass routes once in a while to, you know, like I say, about 80 car crashes per day. And, you know, you're contact on every play. You have contact on every play. And he's done a good job. Gary's done a really good job of improving every day. I give that guy a lot of credit. I have so much respect for Gary Gilliam. You know, I wish he was here for the next 4 or 5 years, because, you know, he's a guy that has improved every day. He comes to work every day with a smile on his face. He's coachable, and he's going to play a lot of football for us this year.
Defensively, what kind of tone have they been able to set?
It's been a good tone with the first-team defense, Steve. These guys are – they're a tough defense. You know, we've got to stay healthy. You know, if we don't stay healthy, that's where we have a problem. But I think if we can come out and stay healthy and play good and play a normal Penn State tough defense, that's what we're going to do. And these guys have had a good training camp.
You reorganize special teams in terms of how it's coached. Proof will be in the pudding when you play Syracuse. But have you liked what you've seen so far in that organization?
Yeah, we tried to consolidate. We had a lot of voices last year, and we tried to just take two guys, Ron Vanderlinden and Charles London, and put those guys in charge. And Ron has both punt teams, and Charles has both kickoff teams. So, you know, we feel like that's gone really well. Those guys work well together. The kids have done a nice job of buying into what we're trying to do. And now we got to go out there, like you said, we got to go out there and do it.
What would you like to button down between now and game week?
The game plan. You know, what exactly are we going to do against Syracuse? I think we have a really good idea on both sides of the ball. But just now, we started it a little bit yesterday. Today, we started again. That's why I've closed down practice to everybody, because we just want to focus on the game plan and what we have to do to make sure that we're ready to go on Saturday.
And for you, when you look at this camp and the tone of the camp, do you like the foundation you've set?
I do. I really, like I've said from day one, I've been very fortunate to come into a situation. You know, we had some issues early on here when I first got here, but the guys that are here right now that are on this football team are just fantastic guys, Steve. I mean, you can't look at one guy and say, you know what, that guy's a you-know-what. You know, these kids, I mean, from top to bottom, they're the best kids I've ever been around. We've got good chemistry here. And now we just have to go out there and play well. And as a coach, we've got to call a good game. John Butler's got to call a good game on defense. And hopefully we stay healthy and we'll have a competitive team.
Bill, thanks.
You got it.
Bill O'Brien, and giving a feel for Penn State and Syracuse, which will be Saturday at MetLife Stadium at 3:30. We'll be on the air beginning at 2 o'clock. We'll be building up as the week goes along, giving everybody an idea and a preview, talking to various individuals throughout the course of the week, including the guy that we have up next half hour. That's Mark Wogenrich from the Allentown Morning Call. Mark is going to step in. We'll talk with him about his thoughts about this football team, where it stands right now. It's a game that has a lot of interest in his area. A lot of Syracuse fans live in the Allentown area. A lot of Penn State fans live in the Allentown area. And many will have the opportunity to commute to MetLife Stadium. Looking forward to that. News coming up at the bottom of the hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And then we'll sit down and talk with Mark. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. We'll come back. News next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. SJS rolling through a Monday on a big week. College football season getting underway with North Carolina, South Carolina Thursday night. high school football, including Shikellamy, which you'll hear right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. They open their season Friday night. We're going to talk more about that in the next hour. Kevin and I will really get into the nuts and bolts of that. Final scrimmages were over the weekend. And, of course, Penn State and Syracuse. Saturday at MetLife Stadium at 3:30. Jack and I, Lauren Crispell, Roger Corey, Jeff Tarman on the air beginning at 2 o'clock. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. When you are deeply entrenched in the community like the Purdy's have been, that means they have really served their customers in the community in a way where they have customers that have been with them a long time. Find out why you should be a long-term customer with Purdy Insurance, because they'll take great care of you. Also, I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Forest Reed in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Care, what's 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Now time to take a trip to Allentown, one of the really outstanding beat writers for the Nittany Lion that covers the Nittany Lion football team, Mark Wogenrich. Mark, welcome. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Steve. How are you?
Doing well, Mark. It's great to hear from you, my friend.
Me too.
Having this game at the Meadowlands to start out, what does that do really for the people in your area, in terms of the ability to get there, interest in the game, and so forth?
I think there's some pretty good interest around here. It's a lot easier, actually, to get to for us, and then maybe having some of the tickets on sale that the Ticketmaster put out last week with a bit of a half-price sale has maybe generated a little bit of interest. And there are a lot of Giants fans in our area, a lot of people who had relocated from New Jersey, North Jersey, things like that, across the border into eastern Pennsylvania. So, for them, it's a chance to go to that stadium, too. Syracuse is also a bit of a school that people from around here go to. It's only about three and a half hours away, too. But there are some Syracuse alumni, obviously, far more Penn State alum. So I think this is going to be pretty well attended. We have Alley Eastern Pennsylvania, Western Jersey here. Should be pretty well attended game.
Mark, we know that Bill O'Brien is not named publicly a starting quarterback.
Sure.
If he went right up to game time, like Syracuse plans to do with their quarterback situation, and just didn't name it and he ran out there, what would your thoughts be on that?
That's an interesting question. I'm assuming I'm using the words deciding and naming quite differently. I personally think if he hasn't decided, then he's certainly leaning. If they are putting game plans in together for Syracuse right now, I got to believe that they have made that decision. Right. But, if Syracuse isn't going to name somebody, what's the point for Bill to do it, publicly as well? There's no benefit necessarily. So I look at it, maybe it's an attempt for him to build suspense. He did it last year by saying, and ultimately I think it did leak out with the uniforms about putting the names on them, things like, or they released it about putting the names on the uniforms. But he likes to do stuff like that. He likes to, you have to come out, you have to see August 31st, you have to see on a certain date. For me, it doesn't make a ton of difference, because I really think we're still going to see both of these guys anyway. At some point, I'm going to take Bill's word at that he's, if he's not necessarily going to play them, quarter by quarter or something like that, but I think we will see both guys. So I think the broader test for me will be over the four games before they get to Indiana.
Right, man, it's a good point. It's a good way of looking at it and see how a body of work plays out before you get to the conference schedule. So now we put the quarterback situation on the table. Now we can take it off the table, and I want to go, what are some of the additional storylines that you're looking at beyond the obvious with quarterback?
Well, I think it ties into the quarterback, but I want to see how the offense runs in general with a new guy. I think one of the great things, and I don't know if it was underrated necessarily among the people at Penn State, but maybe on the outside, was just how well I thought last year Matt McGloin ran the tempo and the pace of that offense, which was very different from what he had done before. I didn't think that that was an easy thing to do at all, to come in and be able to run the offense at times when they went to their NASCAR and when they went to the no huddle, and, you know, they picked up the pace a lot. And he, you know, he really moved that well and got him into the right plays and got him into the right formations. And, they didn't seem to take, after a couple of weeks, they didn't seem to take a lot of false starts or seem to make formation errors and things like that. He seemed to run that really crisply. I think I really want to see which of these quarterbacks can do that. So I want to see if they're able to run that at the same pace that they were last year, to see if they are able to get in the same thing, the same alignments, formations, and that sort of thing. And, yeah, I'm curious about the offensive depth. I mean, there just seems to be a lot of guys in the skill positions. And how is the quarterback going to be able to get the ball properly to all these guys, or who's going to emerge from this group is maybe somebody we're not thinking about. Last year, I don't know how many people really thought Allen Robinson was going to have the singular kind of year that he was going to have, or Matt Lehman, that sort of thing. So where's that Matt Lehman kind of player? Where's that Allen Robinson kind of player? Is it Adam Bredeman, the freshman at tight end? Is it like a guy like you, Eugene Lewis or Richie Anderson or Alex Kenny, who's been there for a little while? I want to see who are some of those guys who can emerge and make plays on the wide side of the field. And then obviously the three backs, I'm curious to see how they're going to be handled.
We're with Mark Wogan, Rich Allentown Morning Call. This year compared to a year ago, there's certainly a different atmosphere around camp for obvious reasons. So 1 year later, how is the Penn State story playing out in your area when you talk to people, Mark?
There are still, the Penn State story now, I think, going into football is going to go into football. There is a lot of excitement. One thing is because, Christian Hackenberg has some ties to our area, his family originally being from the Tamaqua area and his dad being a great quarterback at small Marion Catholic school, and he still has his uncle still coaches there at Marion Catholic and teaches, and there's a lot of family roots embedded in that area. So people are right here really interested in Christian Hackenberg, even though he played high school football in Virginia. But I mean, we still have the groups who, again, were a lot of debate and discussion about all the other outside forces and outside things that were going on over the summer with lawsuits and board of trustees and that sort of thing. And that certainly has become an off-season discussion, and it's not something I don't think is going to it's not going to diminish anytime soon. But at least now with football, especially having a game, an hour and a half away from us, next week, that people are going to be thinking about football and are going to be thinking about, this particular football team and what it can do after last year. And I think, that's the kind of thing I see. I saw Bill O'Brien selling when he was here for the coaches' caravan, that he was selling the future of the football team, and that, he still he still seems to be quite in touch with the history of the program, but the what is of his, his primary concern is the future of the football team. That's what he gets paid to do. So that is what he was really selling when he was here. And I think as we get into football, that is what people are, that's what they're going to want to see.
Certainly with the sanctions, something that comes with it, when you strip away 20 scholarships per year, is that depth comes into play. When you look at the defense, do you see some of that coming into play, at least right now?
I think that's going to have to be an issue, not necessarily even just now, but I think through the entire season. If you look at, he's not been shy. Ron Vanderlinde didn't seem to be shy about saying, for us to get a two deep at linebacker is going to be a great thing. They look great. Again, they look great with starters, but if those three guys, there's injury issues or something like that. There never seemed to be, at least, I saw a great, a huge rotation, at least at linebacker, when usually seem to be three, four tops guys anyway. But I think just being able to have, three guys ready behind them to play would be an issue. Probably the same thing at, defensive end, a defensive tackle, and even in the, I think even in the secondary, that is, it's all going to be, a depth concern, which is why it doesn't surprise me when, I wasn't up at practice for the interviews this week, but some of these guys saying they're seeing players like Adrian Amos and stuff like that, or Malcolm Willis in a red jersey. Now, well, that wouldn't be a surprise to me at all. It wouldn't seem to be really necessarily a concern unless they are seriously injured, but probably smart to put those guys in red jerseys on occasion. Just so, so your better, more experienced players aren't taking a lot of unnecessary contact. I think there's probably necessary contact throughout the year, but you don't want them getting unnecessarily hit, Save for Saturday.
Yeah, and they've done, as time goes, a lot of people have asked about the contact, and it's been publicized, the lack thereof going in. They've had a lot of contact, but they do what's called thud. And what happens, a thud is that you're expected to do your tackling while you're on your feet. I've always felt like it actually taught fundamentally better tackling, actually tackling your feet instead of being a missile.
I asked Mike Paul about that at media day, and he's kind of said the same thing, that he feels like it's made him a little better. He's a poor tackler, right, any stretch of the imagination. But he feels like it's made him a better tackler because when you leave your feet, at that point you're making a desperation tackle. And sometimes you have to do this. Sometimes if a guy gets around you or gets past you, or you're going to do anything you can in this situation to bring it, grab an ankle, whatever you're going to do, something to keep a guy from going 20 yards downfield. But in the physical form of making, squaring up and having your shoulders positioned and holding a guy in front of you to that 2 or 3 yard gain or whatever, that sort of thing, he says he felt like it's made him fundamentally better in that sense, that he's not trying to leave his feet, that he's trying to make those better form tackles without relying on the sense of, well, if he does get around me, I can just leap and die, that sort of thing, that he's learning ways to make those tackles fundamentally to begin with, so he's not having to leave his feet. I thought that was an interesting point that he made.
Nationally, Mark, what are some of the themes nationally that you look at when you want to take a look at how it could play out beyond Penn State?
For Penn State season?
No, beyond Penn State. Some national storylines that you find interesting as a college football guy.
I'm interested to see how the targeting, the head rule, is going to be that's going to be approached by officials. I'm curious to see how they are going to enforce this and how consistent, because it's going to be watched through the first few weeks. And if there are any, significant, major players, like stars out there who are ejected for big, for big hits, for hits that are targeting the head, then and maybe that they are considered questionable, following a, slow motion replay or something like that. Is there a consistency among all the conferences to do this? I really didn't get into it much in the Big Ten media days with Bill Carolla or anything like that. Yeah. But that's one of the curious things to me is how all the conferences are going to, are going to enforce this consistently. So what happens if you have a non-conference game, maybe in the second or third week of the season, and somebody's from one team is suspended for targeting the head, whereas somebody else hasn't been suspended because it was not ruled that way? I mean, that's a real hypothetical that I don't know that will come into play, but I think it's that's kind of possible. There was another rule change I thought was kind of interesting, was the runoff rule with the spike, that I think now it has to be 3 seconds on the clock for a quarterback to spike the ball. In order to, it can be considered to be able to run a play after that.
Right.
And that, I'm wondering if, how coaches are getting quarterbacks ready for that kind of, that small detail at the end of a, at the end of a quarter or excuse me, the end of the half or something like that. And I think that, that will come into play too.
Bill O'Brien, of course, with the NASCAR package, showed everybody he wants to play fast. He may want to play even faster this year. What do you like about that? And the NFL, now this is separate from college, but the NFL has talked about maybe we need to put in a couple of rules to protect the defense. How do you feel about those two?
Those seem to be, that's very separate and interesting issues. I mean, I had written a story about the thud practicing and the contact, and one of the things that really I didn't know much about before I went into that story was how, the collective bargaining agreement in the NFL, I think, in 2010 or 11, where
cutback contact
introduced, basically say we're not, we've bargained the fact that how much we can get hit in training camp and that sort of thing, and college football players can't do that at all.
Right.
So with Bill O'Brien, he was asked that at the Big Ten media days, and he got kind of analytical on it and saying that he would like to see studies on injury rates with regard to speed of the game, because I think Brett Bielema had said something like that the speed of the game, these fast-paced offenses with more plays and, more opportunities for, defenses and offenses to collide and get injured and stuff like that is going to cause more injuries. And he said, okay, he respects that idea, but let's really study it. Let's really have, let's test this theory out. I think he seemed to be channeling John Urschel in a way there. More plays, more offensive plays that you get on field, obviously the more chance that just numerically you can get players injured, that sort of thing. But I don't know. I still think that there's the sense of the competitive advantage with an offense running that a well-conditioned competitive offense can generate a huge edge in running at that pace. I wouldn't know why you wouldn't want to generate that edge in college football at the expense the potential expense of having somebody injured, because that's something that can go far, that you can just continue to take to the next logical step and the next logical step, and then by that time you're playing flag football. So the idea that he could run that even faster.
Yeah.
I think that kind of ties back to what I thought about, he must have some really, really high hopes for the quarterbacks who can, new guys coming in who can run his offense even faster than they did with a fifth-year senior last year.
Brett Bielema's idea of going fast is playing the theme to Chariots of Fire. So I really don't care.
I
mean, to him, I think that's what they play for their music at their practices.
Mark, well, this is about the SEC.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, and Mark, it's an absolute pleasure having you on board, as always. Mark Wogenrich, Allentown Morning Call, does a great job covering the Nittany Lion program all the time. And it's great to talk with him about the upcoming season. Next half hour, Kevin and I are going to open up the phone lines at 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. And we're going to get into a wide range of topics, including the opening of the high school season, including the opening of the college football season. And we're looking forward to getting your comments and your questions as well. If there's something you'd like to know, we'll talk about it at 800-795-9565. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. There's a reason why they have long-term customers. Okay? Find out. The reason they have long-term customers is obviously these people feel like they are well taken care of. Well, you want to be well taken care of too, don't you? Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We approach the top of the hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. CBS News, followed by local news from the
WKOK Newsroom. Then we open up the phones at 800-795-9565 on SJS on a Monday afternoon on News Radio 1070 WKOK.